Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, June 28th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has been interested in acquiring rights to stream NFL games for years. Recent deals with Major League Baseball and Major League Soccer show that the company wants to continue adding live sports to Apple TV+. Most recently, reports have indicated that Apple is nearing a deal, or perhaps already inked a deal, for NFL Sunday Ticket. But now, CNBC has a detailed report of the current status of NFL Sunday Ticket, and it appears that Apple hasn't yet reached the deal. DirecTV has owned NFL Sunday Ticket rights for years, but that deal ends with the 2022-2023 season. DirecTV has sat out of the bidding process for a new deal. Instead, three tech and entertainment companies have been competing for Sunday Ticket rights: Apple, Amazon, and Disney. In April, it was reported that Apple had already reached a deal behind the scenes with the NFL. The idea was that Apple would not want to announce the agreement going into the 2022 NFL season, but rather wait until closer to the 2023-2024 season. But now, this new report from CNBC says that the bidding process is still ongoing, and Apple hasn't yet sealed the deal with the NFL. Amazon, Apple, and Disney have all three submitted bids for NFL Sunday Ticket, but NFL Media has not made a decision about where the football package will go next season. The report also explains that whichever company wins Sunday Ticket rights won't have much room to lower the package cost per season due to broadcast contracts with CBS and Fox. One of the particular hangups between Apple and NFL Media is that Apple is seeking global rights to NFL Sunday Ticket, which were previously sold separately from the DirecTV deal. So despite what some reports have said, it appears that there is much more work still left to be done before an agreement is reached with any company, even if Apple might still be the front runner. In other news, Apple is rolling out a redesigned interface for the subscriptions menu on the iPhone and iPad. The new design not only follows the latest human interface guidelines for iOS, but it also makes it easier to understand which subscriptions are currently active and inactive. The subscriptions menu can be accessed by going to the Settings app, tapping on your Apple ID, then tapping the Subscriptions button. This is where users can find and manage all of the subscriptions they have made for third-party apps and services. Tapping on one of the subscriptions allows you to see when it will be renewed or expire. There are also shortcuts to quickly renew an expired subscription, cancel an ongoing subscription, or even change the subscription plan without having to open the application. The menu also has options to share subscriptions with your family and to enable renewal receipts. This new design, which greatly simplifies the process of managing your subscriptions, is rolling out now to users running iOS 15.5 or later, including those on the iOS 16 beta. Users on iOS 15.4 will still have the old interface until they upgrade to iOS 15.5. Running out today, AirPods Pro 2 are expected to launch before the end of the year, and new images have emerged claiming to show the hardware design. The images come from a website called 52 Audio, which first came across our radar last year when the publication shared what turned out to be accurate images of the new AirPods 3 design. This time around, 52 Audio has published what appears to be marketing renders or CAD renders of some sort for the AirPods Pro 2. The design of the earbuds themselves is pretty much identical to the current AirPods Pro. Early rumors suggested that AirPods Pro 2 would feature a stemless design, but it appears that that redesign was too ambitious and Apple has scrapped it in favor of sticking with the traditional stem and in-ear design. What's inside AirPods Pro 2 is what matters for the upcoming upgrade. The upgraded hardware is expected to be boosted by a significantly more powerful processor capable of supporting Apple lossless audio playback. The latest beta for AirPods firmware also includes support for the Bluetooth 5.2 powered codec, which touts higher audio quality streaming with less power. One of the most notable visual changes is that Apple is planning a redesigned AirPods Pro 2 charging case. The case appears to feature built-in speakers for playing an audio tone to locate your AirPods case with the Find My application. It's also believed that AirPods Pro 2 could switch to USB-C connectivity, but it's hard to confirm that with these images, and it could be that Apple waits to update AirPods Pro with USB-C until the iPhone 15 also switches to USB-C next year. In addition to the cutouts for sound output on this new charging case, there's also a new design on the side that appears to be capable of supporting a loop accessory, which would allow you to carry your AirPods Pro 2 case on your keys or around your wrist or with another similar type of accessory. This is something that's already popular with third-party AirPods Pro accessories, so Apple is apparently looking to capitalize on this market and maybe release some of its own first-party accessories. AirPods Pro 2 are expected to launch before the end of the year, and it seems like the focus will be on that upgraded processor and the redesigned charging case. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.